Okay, we are continuing Hashem, our Tuesday night halacha share. Leila Nishmas, my mother-in-law, La Shalom, Miriam Legitl Bas, Harav Avram Abba, La Shalom. Today, Zayin Adar Aleph was her birthday. She only had birthdays in Adar Aleph. She was always very proud of that. So, Zayin Adar Aleph would have been her 71st birthday, but it's not. So, Nisham Shavan Aliyah. We're going to talk about the skula of the reciting Pitamak Tyrus, even though the Ketairah is really the parsha of the Ketairah is the next week's parsha, Parsha Kisisa, but this week's parsha is the Mizbeach HaKetairah, and which is even though all the kelim of the base of the Mishkan were in last week's parsha in Truma, but the keli, the Mizbeach Hazov, which the Ketairah was brought on, is here in Parshas Tetzaveh. So the first thing is talk a little bit first about the Ketairah itself. The Medrash Tanchuma says a lashon. If I can find it here, Medrash Tanchuma says a lashon. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. This week's parsha. Mikol Hakarbonos Shatem Makrivim Lefanai Ein Chaviv Alai Kekteiris. Rabbeinu Shem says to Klal Yisrael, from all the karbonos you bring in front of me, the most beloved is the Kekteiris. Why? Hashem says all the other karbanos are for the needs of Klal Yisrael. Hachatas bo'al cheit v'asham gam kein. Hachatas and asham come to be mechaper. Ha'oila comes on here hura aleiv on improper thoughts. Shlamim comes l'chapar al mitzvah sasei, or for a taida or other things. Aval ha'kteires eina bo'al lo'ya l'cheit v'lo'ya l'oven. Keteiris does not come not for chait and not for oven, ella al hasimcha. Medrash Tanchuma says, Keteiris comes for simcha, shenemar, u'shemen u'keteiris yisamach leiv. So, the inyan of Keteiris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, is more chaviv, because it's not coming for a need that Klal Yisrael has, it creates a simcha, it's brought for a simcha. The Rashi in Parshas Kairach, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Kairach that you should bring a Ketairah, so Rashi in the middle over there says that Heilochem Tashmish Chaviv Mikol, Hi HaKetairah HaChaviva Mikol HaKarbonos. Told Kairach here, we're going to take the test with the most Chaviv of things, and that is the Chaviv of all the Karbonos, which is the Ketairah. So we see this concept of here of the Ketairah, the carbon that is brought, or the offering of the Ketairah, which was all of these, this mixture of spices, incense, all these things that will be listed off in next week's parsha, brought on the Mizbeach Hazov. There's a special Chavivus HaKadosh Baruch who has for it. It's the Lashon over here is the Medrash, it's brought Al HaSimcha. Now, actually the Lashon Ketairah itself, the Zohar HaKadosh says that in Aramaic, a kesher is a keter, kuf, tes, resh. And from Lashon HaKadosh to Aramaic, shins and tesses are interchangeable. So he says, the Zohar says, Keteres is ba l'simcha l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hi mekasheres ben Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Zohar brings, is saying the same idea as the Tanchuma, that it's a simcha, but he says the simcha creates the kasher. It's a kasher between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it's called Keteres, because it is a kasher between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Lashon of the Zohar in another place is, you see the Chavivus of Ketairah, because all other Karbanos are bought on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, which is outside the Heichel, and the Ketairah on the Mizbeach HaZov, inside in the Heichel, says the Zohar, Ripnei Shul Chaviv, the special Chavivus that Ketairah has in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash Tanchuma, also over here in Parshas Tetzaveh, a little bit earlier than the one that we mentioned before, says that Ketairah is Rashi Tevois, Kedusha, Tahara, Rachamim, and Tikva. And Kleimar says the Medrash that part of the Milus of the Ketairah, that it's Moisif, Kedusha, and Tahara, it's marbes harachamim al habriyos umevio sikva la'olam. So it brings kedusha and tahara. It's marbes harachamim, excuse me, and it brings tikva to the world. And kama v'kama could go on for a long time in all the different chavivos of k'tayris, but that is the idea, and that's why it's a separate parsha. That's why it's here in the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, it's not in Parshas Truma, because it's an entirely different gather. It's an entirely different gather. The Mefarshi Abshad all wonder, there's a Sipurna, there's a Meshachachma, there's a lot to talk about why the Mizbeach Hazov is in this week's Parsha, not last week's Parsha, but as we see, there's a special Chavivus, it's in a class unto itself, the Mizbeach Hazov and the Ketairis, and therefore, that's one of the reasons why it would be in a separate Parsha. So now we move on. Okay, that's when you bring the Ketairis. But now we're talking about if a person says the parsha of the Ketairis, does he also get that chavivus that Ketairis has? So, I have to be honest, this is a little bit harder to find very klar Mekairis in Chazal for it. The Svarim are very busy with all the Mekairis of any karbon that you learn about, or you recite the parsha of the karbon, it's ke'ilu ikriv. Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Brisbane Absarim. He said, Teinach bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. Kol zman the beis hamikdash is around, there's kapara. What happens when there's no beis hamikdash? Hashem said, let them come and learn about the parsha, say the parsha, however you want to say it, and they will have the same schus ke'ilu ikriv oil. And that's why we say the parsha of karbonis, the parsha of karbonis in Shacharis, and we say if I nischayavti keilu ikrafti, it's keilu ikrafti. The parsha's tamid, we say neshama parim svaseinu. So the concept exists really by all karbanas. The concept of if you learn about it and you are kairi the parsha, there's this keilu you brought the karbanas. Zameila. What then the same thing would be with the Ketairis? I mean, there's no reason why it should be any different. And Mamela, there's a special Chavivus, that Amira of the Ketairis as well. Now, there is a Zayar HaKadosh that writes, the Zayar HaKadosh writes that Amar Reb Shimon, Im hayu b'nei adam yoidim kam chashuv who Maisak Teres Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if people will know how Chashuv, the Maisak Teres, is in front of Hashem, Hayu Noitzlin Kal Teva V'Teva Mimena, they would take every word from the Parsha, U'maylin Oiso Atara Aroishem Ki Keser Shel Zav. They make each word a crown on their head like a Keser Shel Zav. Now the Zayar says, U'mishem is Asik Boy, V'oimrei B'chal Yoyim, someone who's Isaac in the parish of Ketairis and says it every day, umechavin ba'mirasei la'amra b'chavana uvehavana, and he's mechavin to say it, but not just to say it. He knows what he's talking about. He understands it. He says b'chavana uvehavana. Yialachelik b'zeh b'olamazeh b'olamaba. He'll have a chelik b'olamazeh b'olamaba. B'yisrachik hamavis mimenu mikol olam. It will keep death away from him and from the world. And he'll be saved from all terrible things that happen in the world. So here you have over here, the Zayar is saying that if a person realizes what Ketairis is in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says the parsha, Bikavana, uvehavana, with the understanding. Many Paiskim say that Bechlal, the Indian of Karbonis, that you say, Ki'ilu Hikrafti, is Midin Liman HaTaira. It's not Betzvila, and therefore you have to know what you're talking about. You need to learn about the Karbonis. Rabbeinu Bechayi says a Beferish somewhere, Vayikra, I think. Says Beferish has to be that way. I think the Mishabura brings it by the Akeda, and the Mishabura brings it down. And we've said numerous times from the Shla, these things, certain things that are in davening, are supposed to be said with the nigun of at least the Mishnayis and the Brises, should be in the nigun of Mishnayis, like Ezel Mekayman and Bamem Malikin, because they're Midin Liman HaTaira, and the Parsha of Karbanis also is Midin Liman HaTaira. So much so, to knock another, we don't want to ruin schoolus, but Rav Yashiv Zichrayin Livracha holds that Perek Shira is not midin Tehillim. Tehillim, you don't have to understand what you say. It's Kisvei Kaidish, you don't have to dafka understand. But Perek Shir is a Braisa. And Rav Yashiv holds that the school of Perek Shir is midin Limud HaTorah. He says, if you don't understand what you're talking about, so then it's not really, the school doesn't, I don't know if his daughter, the Rebbetzin Kanyevsky, held like that because she had everybody saying Perek Shira. I don't know if they all understood what they were saying. But you see this concept of when certain things to get the skula, it's midin limud haTorah. And here the Zayar is saying, Parshas of Ketores, to get this skula with all these good things that he says is going to happen, he says, Beferish, Bechavonu, Vahavonu, you have to know what you're saying. Now, so so the Zayar already tells us that, some of the things here, he said, you'll get chelik ha'ilam ha'zayim ha'ba, yisrachik mavis, dinim ba'ilam ha'dvarim roim, dinim shoganim. There's a special thing that Keteris is a skula to stop a magefa. Chas v'sham, there's a magefa in Klal Yisrael, that we know from the magefa that was going on, that Aaron HaKayin went, and Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Kachas HaMachta, go, there was a Magefa, Klal Yisrael and Sim Ketores, and you'll, Magefa Netzara, it stopped. So Ketores has a power to it, that it stops a Magefa, And there's a Kava Yashar, the Kava Yashar writes as follows, in Perek Nuntes, he says, here he's actually talking about, like we said before, he's talking about all Parshas HaKarbonis. He says all Parshas HaKarbonis is a big inyan to say them. Ubiprat inyan Parshas Ketores, who inyan Gadol v'chashuv ma'od. It's a very big inyan to say it. And he brings a different Zayar. The Zayar says that Rav Acha went to a city called Kfar Tarsha. And he came to where he was staying. And everyone was whispering that there's a psachash of a person here. Let's go to him. So they went to him and they told him, we have a problem. It's already 7 days there's been a plague going on, Rachmana Litzlan. It's only getting worse and worse every day. And we need help. So he said, okay, tomorrow we're going to go into the shul and we're going to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as they were going, they were saying, this guy just died, the next guy just died. It was going over and over. So he says, okay, let's go. What we're going to do is as follows. We're going to go into the shul, and we're going to have 40 people from the Chassidei V'Tzadikei Ho'ir. And we're going to put 10 on each wall of the shul. East, west, north, and south. And I'm going to be there too. And every person is going to stand in their area, and they're going to say, B'kavona G'dayla, Inyan Ketores Busmim, the Ketores V'Inyan HaKarbonis. And we're going to do this for 3 days. They did that for 3 days. I don't know how long for each day, it doesn't say. So he says, when they finished, he said, okay, we could go home now, but lahagzera. And even the people who were deathly ill, he said that, he told them that they should, in other words, they already were sick with the magefa. He was mitzava them, that they should say the parsha of Vayomer Moshe Aharon Kachas Hamachta. No, it's not the parsha of Ketores, of Parshas Kitisa. That parsha of Aharon over there by that Magefa. And they did it and finished. And they stopped dying. So he left the city, Rav Acha, and he told them to lo yivtalun me'arais al olam, that they should never stop learning. In other words, I guess that'll be a shmirah for them. And they changed the name of the city. It was what? Kfar Tarsha? They called it Masa Mechasya. We have that in the Gemara numerous times. Why? Al Shem Shechos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleim. Masa Mechasya, we call it, whatever you call it. Here the Nakuda says it. Masa Mechasya. There's a Lashon because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chos Aleim. They named their, they changed the name. Zok the Kava Yosher. Lochein Tzorech Adam Leimer Gamkein Parshas Keteris Ubraisa Pita Makteris Bechol Yoim Ki Hu Te'eles Godot. So he's, first of all, it's a makar for the magefa also. You see a case where there was a magefa. And again, he says that it's a teyeles gadol. I have over here, once I bought a little pamphlet. It says, Lo'or ha-matzev ha-cham ha-rachman al-tzlan. We were nisvakish ha-idei g'day Yisrael to print this. It's called Seder Pita Makteres from the Seder Reb Shabsi Sefer. And it is specifically for a case where there's chas v'shalom, a tzara shalei tavoi, some type of magefa, And besides, there's a bunch of kapitlach of Tehillim to say, and then you have the Pita Maktiris, and all different types of Rabbeinu Shalaylam, whole bunch of different types of things. There was a Messiah in Klal Yisrael when there were times like this. This Pita Maktiris says, Asher Baskamis Smash La Megalamukas Bach Marsha Void Gedai Leilam. I guess that maybe that's the Siddur, that Ribshab Sisai for a Siddur had those Haskamis, and this came out of that Siddur. So you see this concept that it takes care of a Magefa Chas V'Shalom to say the Pita Maktiris. And the Kavayosh is saying everybody should be Nizr to say it, to Shmiru to say Pita Maktiris. So that's the first skula we have here. To be Oitzer Magef. The next one is the famous one, the one that everyone likes, and that's a Skula for Ashiris. Skula for Ashiris. Now, of course, we have to, take not an emotional look at the Skula here. Let's take a little bit of an intellectual look at it. Where's the source for this Skula? So you always have to be careful, because in this Sefer, which he has excellent, beautiful Marmakaimus, but you got to look up the Marmakaimus, like in any Sefer, just to make sure it says what it says. So let's start off. Where is the Skula for Ashiris? So it really starts off with the Ketairis itself. The Ketairis was a Skula for Ashiris, right? The Gemara tells us, Masechta Yuma, that when they made the pious, the lots in the Beis HaMikdash, they said, Chadashim L'Ketairis Bova Ofisu. No, someone who never did the Ketairis yet, he's the only one who's allowed to be part of this lottery to figure out to bring the Ketairis. And the Gemara says, Ma'olam L'shana Adam, we didn't let a person do it twice. My time up nation Masheres, because it makes people rich. Why? The Psukim say, Yasimu Ketairis Bi'apecha, and then it says, Baruch Hashem Cheloi. So that's what the Gemara says. Since they're next to each other, Vidu Ketairis, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, it's a skula for Ashiris. So that is the Ketairis itself, and I was the Kain who was mocked at the Ketairis, so it's a school of Frashiris, and that's where you get that thing of, they bring down about a Sandik, should be a Sandik twice, just like by the Ketairis, because it also makes a person rich, and Vaistachais, we don't want too many people to have like double schoolers of riches. You look at Rashi over there, Rashi says, interesting Lashon, Rashi says, right, it says, because the Gemara says over there, really, it says, Yasimu Ketair Ba'apecha, Baruch Hashem Cheloi. So the Gemara says, one second, the Pasuk says, Yasimu Ketair Ba'apecha, V'chalil Amiz Bechecha. Right? So why only then Baruch Hashem Cheloi? So why are you saying only on the Ketairis? Why is it not on anyone who brings any karbonis, right? Any kayin? V'chalil Amiz Bechecha. So the Gemara answers, no, Haloi Shchicha. So in other words, Ketairis is not so common, it only happens a little bit, twice a day or whatever it is. And other karbanas, there's tons of them. So Rashi says, Mistamra, that when it says riches, it's on the one that's not as common of the two. Dimloike nimtsu akol ashirim. If everyone would be rich, and there's a Taisi Shonim says, yeah, you can't have everybody being rich. So I'm not sure exactly it means, because you have to have aniyim in Klal Yisrael. Whatever it is, it seems to be that we're giving like one freebie for everybody. They get a chance of skula for riches. So that's the Ketairis itself. Now again, what about, does that mean saying the Ketairis also is a skula for riches? Yeah, you have a question?
Yeah, if everyone's rich, then that wouldn't be rich anymore.
Right, because it's all relative, you're saying. Good, very good, okay. So what about saying it? Is saying it also? I mean, okay, one thing if it says in the puzzle, you bring the Ketairis. What about saying it? So it is interesting, the Naid of Yehuda in a tshuva was asked the question, two questions. Number one is, why do we say Ein Kalikenu before we say the Ketairis? Why do we say Ein Kalikenu before? And also, why we dafka say Ato Shektira V'Tenu Fanachas Ketairis Asamim? You don't say it by the other Karbonis. You don't say Ato Shekrivas Karbon Ayla. Why do we have that phrase beforehand? So he says, the reason we say Ein Kalikenu is because, since saying the Ketoris is school of Hashiras, so a person might become rich, and then he's going to say to himself, Kaychi Vaitzam Yadi, so therefore you say, Ein Kelikeinu, no, Avada, we understand the Haltz is from the Rabbeinu Shalalam. That's what he says. He doesn't exactly address the Atahu Hashem Alekeinu, that's part it seems to be. He says, once we said Atu Alekeinu, Atu Adereinu, Atu Bairenu, so then we already let in the rhyme to Atu Shektir Avisein Vonacha Tarsam, it fits in good with the stanzas there, he says. So once we were doing the Ains and the Baruchs and this and the Atu, so we say that piece also. But the Iker is the Enka Alekeinu, so we should remember it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there's the Rebbe of the Ramban, the Rebbe ben Yochar, of Yehuda ben Yochar, who's the Rebbe of the Ramban, says a similar thing to the Night of Yehuda. And he says it's just a little different. He just says, now it's Kaychi Vaitzim Yadi. Don't think that it's the Ketairis that makes you rich. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a school in the Ketairis. But you shouldn't say that it's the Ketairis on itself that made you rich. So we say in Gelokeinu, a similar idea, whether it's the Ketairis or the Kaychi Vaitzim Yadi. But that's why we say in Gelokeinu. Now, so you see clearly from the Night of Yehuda and from the Rebbe ben Yochar that's just saying the parsha is also a school of Rashiris. There is a Kalbai. There's a Kalbai that talks about what to do is to say their Matzah Shabbos and what a person does on Matzah Shabbos. And he writes over there that a person should say the parsha of the Ketairis. If we can find, the Kalbai. He says that they, in Shul, they bring the Chazan, he makes Havdalah, and then the Tzibur says, V'yitan Lecha, which are Simon Ptukim of Bracha, and Yesh Mokim Shenoag Lulaymer Ein Kalakeno Pirtamak Tairis, V'amine Gamkein L'Simon Taiv, so they would say that. Why? The fish Peter Makteris he mashir kolam isaskim boy. Anyone who's involved in the Makteris school of Rashirus, the efshir shas karase gam kein hitasher. So he says b'derech efshir. That's why in this sefer he brings the Kalbai says it's a school of Rashirus. Kalbai says the efshir. Rav Nachman Yehuda said yeah. The Rebbe ben Yochar said yeah. But the what's it called? The Kalbai, which is a Rishon, he says ve'efsher, and I think there's an Archas Chaim also, which is also a Rishon, quoted by the Beis Yosef a lot. He also says also ve'efsher that it is Mashir. The Chida is very upset at the Night of Yehuda, and he says he doesn't understand where he got this from. How do you know that that just saying it itself is a school of Rashiras? Bagam, the Chida writes, even though the Avujram and the Archas Chaim, they both said it, they also wrote a similar thing, even though they wrote Vafshir, Yesh Lahara love. The Chida says Mechataisi. If you bring it, you bring it. Who says that saying it is a skula? But here we have Kama Vakama, some Rishainim, and then Adi Yehuda clearly say that saying it itself is a skula, for Ashiras.
I don't understand. What's the question? Who said? That's the Chazal that says, read it and it's Kiilu, write it.
Kiilu. The Kiilu doesn't always get all the schoolers. You get the Kiilu schoolers. You know, Mazay is the kind of Baruch Christ used to say, right? You know what I mean? You pigeon Aben is Kiilu, you fasted it. It's Mechapa for all the Kiilu Averis, right? What? All the Kiilus. Grad in Chesanta Zach, I want to tell you, what does it mean? There's a letter my Zayder of Chrysler wrote. I saw it printed in one of his daughter wrote. He wrote our aunt. She wrote a biography about her father, and she quoted a letter that he wrote to someone. And he wrote, "I Pasha don't have kayach to write to you so much now because I just came from a pidyon haben, which is Kiilu, a fasted pei zayin tanesa." I tell you just what it says there. You know what I mean? He wasn't a jokester. You know what I'm saying? So, Weiss the Chais, the Kiilu Episeichet. I don't know what that means. But it meant something. So, okay. So, but it's Kiilu. You know what I mean? So, that's what it is. Okay. So, now is... Now this thing a la klaf, writing it a la klaf, where does that come from? So the earliest source where you have Peter Makteris a la klaf comes from the Sefer called Seder HaYoim. The Seder HaYoim was from the time of the Beis Yosef in Tzvas. He is the Mechaber of Moida'ani. He's the Mechaber of Moida'ani. Moida'ani is all of 400 odd years old. He's the Mechaber of the Moida'ani that we say. And so he writes that, and he says, his name was Rabbeinu Moshe Ben Yehuda Mochir. And he says, "Hachoyishesh alav al nafsha." If someone is concerned about himself, he should write the Ketores in a klaf, b'ksav ashuris, and read it once in the morning, once in the evening. B'chavana gedayla v'ani arev. He says, "I'm an arev to the skulas if you read it from a klaf." That's what he says.
I
guess, you have to know it to the best of your ability. You have to understand it. I'm not going to go into that tonight, but there's a lot of Gemara Mekayimis that say that the person should mamish learn it well and then say it. In other words, you should know what you're talking about to the best of your ability. You know, obviously, if you don't know it, you don't know it. You can only do what you could do. I can't promise you the school is going to work then, but Lamaisi, if you're going to try, you have to do it to the best of your ability. So that is the lashon of the Seder Hayoim. Rav Chaim Palagi brings also this thing, and he says that if you read it, the school of the Keteres will be Mashir Umuftach Loi De Lo Yufsuk Parnasasai Vitamid Yilei Parnasa Teivach Kala Berevach Velei Betzimtzum. He says also it's a school of Rashiras. And see, the Seder Hayom didn't say what the school is for. He just said it. See, if you're concerned about yourself, do it, and I'm an Arev, it'll help you out. And he writes it to Skula for Ashiris, and he writes it in a few of his Svarim, a Skula La'oishev, Yemutzach B'chol Asakov, and so on. He writes it in Kafachayim as well. He says it. So that's where it comes from, this idea of writing it on a klaf. Now, there is a halachic concern of writing it on a klaf. And that is, the Gemara in Gittin tells us that you're not allowed to just write part of a parsha or part of a Sefer Torah on a klaf. And the Gemara is talking about even to teach a child, because you have to teach them chamashim in those days. You want to teach him, unless you have in mind that you're going to finish the entire Sefer Torah. You don't write it chamshim chamshim. The Gemara asks from all the different parshias that they did write parsha saita, but this is the Gemara asks over there. But l'chayra, so what's this? Well, why are you allowed to write? This is a little bit of a problem here. Writing, at least now, it's an interesting thing here, because you're not just writing the parsha of the Torah, you're writing the brisa too, right? In Ashuris, on a klaf. That's like not the most, you know, most, that's like, you know, you hear these in Kameyas and things like that. But to have a skula, like to say the Rambam is saying, it's not just like you're reading it from a Sefer Torah, you're reading it, you're taking a Gemara or a Brisa and putting it on klaf bashuris. It's not something that we have, I don't know, trying to think another place, we have such a concept, right? That's what the Seder Hayom says. But the question is, the part that's psukim, said, all business, where, how do you have a right to do that? So Lamaisa, there is a riff that holds that you're allowed to do it. It's a ganz machlaik is shining what to do over there in Gittin. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass on like that. And basically, if he handles the riff and he tries to bring rise to the riff, but in Shulchan Aruch Lamaisa, he doesn't pass on like that. Now there are some reasons. Some say the reason is because since not everyone could afford a Sefer Torah to teach their children, so therefore you're allowed to write parts on the klaf. Now that's not going to maybe help us here with the why you're allowed to do this over here. Some say I'll taste lots of Hashem would be forgotten. So Viter, none of these reasons really apply to a skula of Ketores. However, there is, I think Rabbi Moshe Sternbach writes, Shuvah Tzvi Hanhaga says that Lamaisa, since it's very clear that you're writing it down for a skula, and he says, and not b'tayrus sefer tayrus. If you're writing parshas of a sefer tayrus, you can't write them piecemeal. But write something for a school, and he says the biggest rai is because you're writing a brisa on it too. Since you're writing the chumash with the brisa with it as well with the chumash, so it's bechlal nothing to do with a sefer tayrus, and it's not a problem of writing on klaf. So he says that it doesn't look like a sefer tayrus. It's nothing like a sefer tayrus. So that you're allowed to do it. Rabbi Avadi Yosef and Yabi Aimer he's going on this whole thing, and he's very much with Maran Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch passed, and he can't do it. So Svardim, this is like a little problem over here, because Svardim would probably be Kafachayim, and they'll say they're Hayayim. We're talking about the world of Svardish, they're the makar of this whole skula of writing on klaf. And he says, according to Shulchan Aruch, Svardim can't do it. There's no one else to, we have no one to rely on, and we don't pass like the Rif, he says. So Memela, he's very not happy about it, and he says, L'chatzchila, you shouldn't do it. He says, but the Eved, if someone did it, like an Ashkenazi, did it for you, so then you could read it, he says. He says, I, Reb Chaim Palagi and Kaf HaChaim says you should do it. He says, I argue with him. I argue with him. He goes into an interesting Svardish Shaila of when you have the Beis Yosef handling something, and he doesn't necessarily pass him like that in Shulchan Aruch. So which one do you give more weight to? He brings the interesting machlaikis from the Chikrei Leiv says, Klal Gadol B'Yodeinu, just like Derech Agav, that the Iker Sefer of the Baal Shulchan Aruch was the Beis Yosef, and therefore you can rely on what he says in Beis Yosef over the Shulchan Aruch. Just a kopella, but that's what he writes. He says, so Memela, if that's true, Rav Avadya says, so in Beis Yosef, he handles the riff, and the riff that's matter. So he gives it weight, so we could, he says, but Lamaitza, the Chidas is Beferish. It's not like that, if you can't do that, and so on and so forth, and the Rav Palim. So it seems to be in the Sfardish world, the Shtikal Machlaikis, how to handle over here with the Shulchan Aruch compared to the Beis Yosef. So logic is, Shulchan Aruch is the Psak. Beis Yosef was the Makaris of the Gemara. That's the logic. But it almost goes in. You think, I guess, we could think about in terms of when the Mishnah Berurah paskins one way, and in Bir Halacha he handles the other way, right? Bir Halacha brings a mole, he comes out different than he does in the Mishnah Berurah. So then, which one is the one you're supposed to follow, right? So Pashi, you say Mishnah Berurah paskin, he paskin, like Shulchan Aruch paskin, he paskin. And yet, at the same time, we give weight to the Bir Halacha, even if sometimes he comes out a little different. So I guess that's like a similar type of mahalach here. So that's what Rav Avadya says. That really, the Chatzchila, you shouldn't do it, but if an Ashkenazi wrote it, and who relied on the riff, and he has what to rely on, and even Medievet, he says, if a Sfardi wrote it, it's not like it's puzzle, you could read it. The last couple of Zachen is, it's also, the Rav Moshe Sternbach says, that it's a skula for having children. He has a tshuva where someone didn't have children for many years, and he asked for a bunch of skulas and different ideas, and he gives a whole list over there, and again, over here in this Sefer, they quote him saying that he heard from Zikni Yerushalayim. When I looked it up, I didn't see those words. But it says, the Baal should write Al-Klaf, Parshas HaKetairis, and say it twice a day. He says you should say it with the trup, and that's a skula for having children. The last little piece here is that Lamaisa, the Ramab, says that a person should be careful to say Pitam HaKetairis Mitoich HaSidr, and not Baal Peh. Why? He says, because since this Amir is b'makam akteres, and it says, im chitzrach as mikol samana, chayav misa, so if you skip a word, but if you skip at least one of the words that someone is samana, so memela, it's not a good thing, it's a chayav misa, because you're saying it. V'lachay noagu, he says, the Ramah says, we are noig not to say it during the weekday, Minagashkin Natsakashkinaz doesn't say it, because since we're in such a rush to go to work, we're afraid you're going to skip a word, and it's mamish the most serious thing here, Chayav Misa, so we don't say it. And it's brought down in old German Minhagen from the Rashmi Neustadt. He writes also that you don't say it because we're afraid of this thing. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that as well. But Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avram, they both say, like I said before, it's only Keilu, right? So the Chiyav Misa is when you're being makter it. But if you skip a word, it doesn't make sense that there's such a Chiyav Misa. Bechlal, Misa is only Bemezit. But that's what they write. But it's like, okay, but Beshaigi, you don't want to be Chayav either. Something that would be a Chiyav Misa. So the Misa, they say, Bemela, it's not Ma'akiv to say Dafka Miteich HaSidr. The Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskins al pi the Beis Yosef taka that you don't have to worry about it if you skip a word, because ain misa la baktara. He just says for a different reason. The Maisa, especially if you don't only say it on Shabbos, so it's not the most. You don't know it so well. Mamel, if you don't know it so well, anything you don't know well, you should say from a sitter because you just might mess it up. But not because there's a chi of misa involved. Just that you should get it right. So there's just an interesting knach to this. There's an interesting knach, and that is that Reb Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva, and he's bothered. Now, is there like a svaratzidah there? Yeah, right. Do you have a svaratzidah? Wow, we have so many svaratzidah. These are special donations, I think. We said before, after you say in Kalikenu, you say Atu Shektira Fisenu, right? And in Karbanos, we say the same thing. Everyone says, Ato Hashem Lekeinu, Shekti Aviseinu, Teres Hasamin. But the one that we say at the end of davening, on a regular weekday, they say, Ato Mosheinu, Atsheinu, Ato Sokum, Terachem Tzia, in Kei Zechanu Kivel Moyed. So someone asked him, what's the pshat? That sometimes you say, Ato Shekti Aviseinu Fanecha, like on Shabbos, and here it says Ato Tokum Terachem Tzion. What happened? Like, why did we change? This was the Shah of the Minchas Yitzchak was asked, which I have printed out here somewhere. So the Minchas Yitzchak goes through a whole shmooze over here, and basically he ends up saying that really it's almost like the Night of Yehuda said before, but it seems that when you get in En Kelekeinu, there's Atahu, 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 Atah Tzishienu, and some reason we want to end off the last thing with another phrase of Atah. So either we have, like the Night of Yehuda said, that's why we say Atah Shektira Viseinu Fonechas Kuter says Amim, right? Because that's the Atah, that's how it flows in. Or we have here Atah Sokum Terachem Tzia in case the Chenukiv Amayit, some type of Tzvila that Kodesh Baruch who's going to be Merachem on Tzia. So Zokta Minchas Yitzchak that really, in Nusach Ashkenaz, they didn't say Pita Maktiris at the end of davening, like the Rambam said. Now the Chiddush is that the Rambam says that you say that you say Enkelikenu at the end of davening. Now the Nayid Yehuda made them Tali Zebezeh. You say Enkelikenu because you're going to say Ktiris. But if you look in the Rishonim, it's not so simple. It's not so simple. Some say you say Pita Maktiris, and some say you say Enkelikenu. So Zokt Minchas Yitzchak that Alpinus Achashkenaz, they said Enkelikenu at the end of davening, but they didn't say Ktiris, so they ended off. Atosokum Drachem Zion, Kesachanu Kivamaye. Any other time you say Pita Maktiris, like in Karbonis, or in Musaf on Shabbos, where everybody said Enkelikenu and then they said Ktiris, so then the last stanza is Atu Shiktir Avitzavna, whatever the Ktiris Asamin, right? Because it depends on if you're going to say it or not. He says, then when we Alpinusach Ari, because the Arizal said, no, you should say the Ktiris even the end of Shachris, and that's where Nusach Svar got it from, Alpinusach Ari. So he says, but all the Sidurim were all printed originally in Nusach Ashkenaz, right? I don't know if everybody knows that, but everyone daven Nusach Ashkenaz to a point, right? Except the Svardim, right? But you daven Nusach Ashkenaz to a point. Then Nusach Ari came in and had different variations, turned into Nusach Svard, stayed what we call Nusach Ari, but they were all based on the Ariza. But they all started off being plugged in back into Nusach Ashkenaz. So in all the Nusach Ashkenaz Sidurim, it ended off, because they ended after that. They said Aleinu, or whatever they did. They said the Yoim. Then when we added the Ktiris, so we just added the Ktiris. But in Musaf on Shabbos, where everybody said Pita Maktiris, so that's why, Zokta Minchas Yitzchak, that's why that Atahu is the Hakdama to Ktiris Hasamim. So you see how this Machlaikis of saying it or not really ended up a shtickle here, making a difference in the Nusach of the Ktiris. But either which way, as we see here, whether it's because we're not accustomed to the Nusach for Nusach Ashkenaz who doesn't say it every day, or even those who do say it every day, but we see the inyan of making sure you say every word, whether it's a Chiyav Misa Chaz Shalom, or it seems Mavur that it's not a Chiyav Misa from the Mishnah Berurah and the other Paiskim, but there's still inyan to make sure to say it. Mitaych HaSidr, at least say it b'chavana, say it slowly, and we should be taka b'zaycha that all the schoolers, for anyone who's mekayim these schoolers, and for all of Klal Yisrael, should be schoolers to keep us away from, as the Zayar said, Hamoves, Hadever, Hadinim, Dvarim Roy, Medina Shel Gehenim, and like the Seder Hayayim, and the other said, it should only bring people all types of brachas and yeshuas in Klal Yisrael.